Hi, Shireen. Thanks for speaking with me today. Could you just start by telling us a little about yourself?
Sure. I'm a member of No One's Illegal in Vancouver and Sioux Coast Salish Territories, and I've been supporting the community in finding justice for Lucia Vega Jimenez.
Could you tell us a little about the circumstances of Lucia Vega Jimenez's case?
Mm-hmm. So Lucia was in custody of CBSA in December, and when she was incarcerated in provincial prison, and upon waiting for deportation, she was transferred to the YVR Airport Detention Center, where she was in detention and attempted suicide by hanging herself. And she was later found, and she was still alive and taken to hospital, where she tragically died 8 days later.
So after her death was revealed or discovered and discussed over social media, No One Is Illegal organized the petition on change.org demanding a civilian inquiry and investigation into her death. And this past Tuesday, February 25th, the BC Coroner's Service announced it will hold a public inquest starting in September of this year. Can you tell us a little about what that will look like in the coming year?
Yeah, so the CBSA, after Lucia's death, held it a secret for more than a month. And so one of our demands was to have a full, transparent, and independent civilian inquiry into the investigation into the tragedy. And so the BC Coroner Services, now said that they will do an inquest into Lucia's death. But what an inquest means is that an inquest is more focused on fact-finding, so not fault-finding. So it's focused on the circumstances of her death. And the difference between that is that a public inquiry is more of a fault-finding and kind of blaming, so to speak, but although it can't do anything criminally. So it just kind of looks at a broader, the broader situation and the broader aspect of CBSA, whereas the coroner's inquest will be looking at more fact-finding into the circumstances that led to her death.
Right. So, I mean, do you think that the inquest is going far enough, or would you like to see a lot more happen in terms of investigating the CBSA and the way they operate?
Mm-hmm. So in the petition, like you mentioned, one of our demands was the was to have a public inquiry or civilian inquiry. And although I think that's a great, I think the inquest is a first step mm-hmm. towards that. And I think further a public inquiry would be able to shed some more public light on the problems within CBSA and within the system. However, I don't expect, even if there was a public inquiry, for there to be any focus on like the systemic and root problems within the immigration system and within CBSA's, you know, larger system that kind of has ingrained in it deeper problems and deeper systems of injustice that I don't expect to be revealed within the inquiry. So I think the inquest is a great first step, and I think further than that, we will continue to push for a public inquiry. But I think what really is coming from this is more public engagement and public education about what the detention regime is within Canada and what the conditions are for migrants within detention.
Right. And I mean, tragically, her case is just one of many. I mean, you kind of answered it already. Like, if you're optimistic about significant change coming about, or maybe what other routes activists or community members can take in demanding migrant justice if you don't expect it to come from an inquest?
Right. Well, I think the pushing further for a public inquiry and not stopping at a coroner's inquest, I think, is needed. And I think the inquest will be good in hearing and getting to understand the facts, the basic facts of their circumstances, just to find, you know, take a little step towards justice and being able to make public the terrible conditions and the circumstances that allowed for Lucia's death and caused Lucia's death. But I think that there needs to continue to be a call for a public inquiry. However, we have seen in the past, and for example, the Murder and Missing Women's Inquiry, that in some way it is a bit of a sham, in the sense that there are, you know, government lawyers and commissioners who are getting paid for them, and then also a lot of protection for those who are being investigated. So I think further than that, the public inquiry is not, you know, the last stop. And we have to keep pushing for more public education and understanding of the detention conditions, and continue to push for our demands to have independent civilian oversights of migrant detention policies. And further than that, also putting an end to the cruel and punitive conditions of detention and the end to indefinite detention and mandatory detention. They continue to take place, and I think it's, we can see that in taking place right now, for example, in Ontario at the Lindsay Detention Center, where people continue, detainees are continuing to speak out and try to get their voices heard, to hear about the conditions that are taking place there. And so I think if people continue to engage and further engage in getting to hear about what is happening and pushing for the end to detention and for these cruel conditions, then we can get further towards migrant justice and fulfilling that. I think if we do find significant change, I don't expect it to come from the government, but rather to come from people and communities who can't continue to see family members and community members being taken away and you know, being lost in the guts of the detention facilities and these prisons. And I think that is where the greatest change will come from, when community members continue to come together and continue to say no to these terrible circumstances and seriously, like, mandatory and indefinite detention is so absurd and so cruel that I think if more people really continue to learn about how terrible the detention policies are, I think we can come together to stop it and demand the end to these policies.